This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Judge in the Brian Koberger ongoing saga denying a motion by Brian Koberger and his counsel to dismiss charges and appeal the decision to the Supreme Court amid concerns about the delays. But still, we do not have a trial date for Brian Koberger. The families of all of those victims left to wait. And also recently hearing the number 2025, that's next year, not this year, for a possible date, still not set in stone by any means and could likely go further. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. Ann Taylor's doing her job, without a doubt. She seems to be very good at grasping at straws, and I think she grabbed one of those giant pixie stick straws this time. The one that's like super long that the kids get and they fill it with so much sugar that their heads explode. I think she has one of those because now we're talking about quite a ways out of this actually getting to trial itself. It seems like a long ways away for a case that, I don't know, it seems like there's a lot of evidence that's already there. What more? Why do we need this year or more in time to get on with this case?
You know, as we said before, if any of you listening knows someone that needs to get off or try to get off from a crime, hire this attorney. She is doing her utmost and filing everything possible. And that's exactly why, and the judge even said it, I love it when you can feel the compassion that a judge has. And the judge even said that he feels bad about the date, but he was transparent as to why. And again, when you have transparency, it ensues trust. And so it's because he doesn't want it to then be tied up in appellate and appeals and everything. So he's trying to make sure that he's got his I's dotted, the T's crossed, and all these things. Because he knows, because look, he's reading the behavior arc of defense. Mm-hmm. And she is going to do everything humanly possible after the trial, whatever the conviction is, to appeal. He knows it. And so in order to make that day a more painless day, he's going to sacrifice some time now, I think, to make sure that doesn't happen. So it's a balancing act, I think, he's playing to ensure that justice is going to be done and that the families are going to be made, that no one will ever be made whole from this, but that the families feel that justice was served while not dragging us longer by rushing it now.
I totally hear you, and I agree on most of that. But at the same point, the more rope that essentially they're throwing out there in terms of a timeline, doesn't that also open up more possibilities for something to go wrong here where it would create an appellate issue? Where, look, right now it looks like all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, everybody seems to be communicating fairly well, and we're moving along here. There doesn't seem to be a lot of improprieties or anything like that we've seen in some other cases. So if we're going to keep going down that road and hope that, you know, somebody doesn't dot a T or cross an I by mistake, there's more time. There's more potential for that to actually happen if we're going to push this out to 2025. Why not get on with it as the judge and say, look, here we go. Here's our date. I know, but you know, you can, but you'll create an appellate issue right there because the defense will say, we're not going to be ready by then. You're forcing us. And then that will, you know, eventually lead to that. I mean, it's one of those things where it seems like the system is pretty much stacked in the direction of the defendant in terms of having all the opportunities in the world to come back and plead innocence, which is probably a good thing in reality, but at the same point can also be very easily taken advantage of as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's one of those things that we both agree on both sides of this. Yeah, it could potentially open up all those issues because of a stretched out timeline as well. And from what we've seen from prosecution, they're saying, and I can't wait to see all the evidence they have because it sounds like they have overwhelming evidence that we're not seeing because it's all sealed and we're not supposed to see it yet. So why not get on with it? Because if they do have all this, it's solid.
Yeah.
So let's go. I don't know. Yeah. Again, all you can do is have faith in the system. Yeah. And because I'd love to see this happen sooner rather than later as well.
Well, you just look at the logistics of what we're talking about here of like the prosecution seems to have a lot of evidence. And evidence is, it's clear is of what it is. Here's your phone that tracked you here. Here's the DNA. Here's this. There's a ton of stuff. All you have to do is explain where you were that night. It shouldn't take a year or longer to come up with that answer. There shouldn't have to. I don't know anything that really would take that long to explain your whereabouts over the course of a couple hour period on one evening. And even if you were, I mean, if there's a reasonable alibi, there's going to be ways of proving that. And it shouldn't take that long to figure out your answer.
Yeah, I'm with you too. I don't get it. That's why I'm not an attorney.
Yeah.
But, you know, all I can do is listen to what the judge said and why he made that call and hope that's a good, reasonable way to do it and that it's not going to screw up this case.
Well, and are they making these decisions for the right reasons? I know some of the arguments that have been made as well, you know, we want to do this when school is out. So it's not such a circus here in our town. I get that, of course, you know, to a certain extent, but here comes summer too. Sometimes, look, things are just shitty in your town and you got to deal with it. You may not want all those people there, sure, but you know what? In the interest of finding justice in a speedy way and in a correct way, yeah, it may suck for a hand for 15 weeks or whatever, but it is what it is. The further that we go out on this, the house is gone now. Time, you know, it doesn't heal everything by any means, but it's certainly public rage at a specific issue does disintegrate over time quite significantly. And not to say that in Moscow in the summer of 2025, it's still not going to be somewhat of a fresh wound, but it's sure as hell not going to be what it is today. It's already not what it was a year ago. So, I mean, I think that's probably part of the strategy as well. Would you not agree that more time here is also going to maybe soften this a little bit and create more time for people to possibly create that reasonable doubt in their mind that maybe there is something else going on here. Maybe he didn't actually do this.
100%. More time favors, I think, Koberger in this. Yeah. There is no doubt. And the judge and the defense knows that. Again, she is smart. She's on top of her game. And she's doing everything she possibly can to get that emotion just like life. I mean, think about this. You know, every year that goes by, there's another group of students that are coming in that won't even know about this, might not have even heard about this. And so you start flushing that out. And like you said, time heals a lot of, it won't heal the parents, but it'll heal the public opinion over time. And so it definitely favors defense, like you said. So I get the statement. I understand the statement by the judge, but at the same time though, is it serving justice? Like you said, don't know.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.